Hey. Over here. No, other side. It's Brian. SAI PDR podcast. Million dollar PDR podcast. Thank you, Vince Guaraldi, for the background music. How was your weekend? Everything good? Good. Students today. Couple. Been a little bit of a while. We had Pietro last week. Pietro's an interesting cat. Another Brazilian. Thank you, Brazil. Sao Paulo, specifically. But glasses, I'm not quite sure that he has a current prescription. And he's not mechanically gifted. How about that? Nice guy. Has the energy, calm. He's got the basics down, but he's struggling a bit. And I didn't know how limited his mechanical aptitude was until I had a ratchet out. We were taking off a liner off of a Mercedes wheel well, and he says, "What kind of PDR tool is that?" And that's when I knew. We got a little bit of some trouble here. We got a bigger project than I had originally surmised. Not good. So, anyway, in my gracious heart of hearts, Pietro got a free all pass, all paid expenses pass to attend the classes for another week. No charge. Because I felt bad for him. And he was going to head back to Texas and he's going to be working out with another tech. But he needs a lot of improvement. So, he couldn't stay the whole week. He's got to go back and make some money by the end of the month, but he's going to stay 3 extra days. So, we'll see how it goes. And then we have another student come in. I believe he's a long-time body man painter. Very limited English, but that's fine. Yo hablo español. Y francés y italiano. But, yeah, it should be interesting. Weekend. Pietro did come in for a few hours on Saturday, which was nice. Whale tail dance, he worked on Goldfinger. He learned how to do a door edge. I smashed a door edge for him, he learned how to do that, which was kind of cool. I don't normally do that with students. He just really wanted to learn how to do a door edge. It's like, all right, here you go, buddy. And then he realized the second part, after getting the edge straight, oh, what do I do about this other stuff? That's right, that's why it's advanced, and we're not going to cover that right now. If you're already pushing out small dents to 85-90%, yeah, I'll entertain those questions and we'll move on. You're not. Let's focus on the low-hanging fruit instead of going for the big stuff. The big watermelons. So, anywho. Had a 22.5 brand new Tesla. I don't think the body style is different. There's new trim on it and stuff, and the interior's a little different. So this guy lives in an apartment. It's black. Somebody already dropped something on it. F'd it up good. So Jake fixed it, and then I jumped in and helped a little bit more. Gave it a quick little 1-2 punch. That was picked up over the weekend. We had a Cherokee come in. Not a car, an actual Cherokee Indian. And then, just jokes, kid. No Cherokee Indian came riding in on his Appaloosa. Those days, unfortunately, are gone. What else? No, I know we had a couple. But we had a Lexus RC350. Those cars are kind of cool. We had a Range Rover Defender. He's going to come in. Some girl called. She's like the personal assistant to The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. And his Raptor, she scratched or scraped or something happened with it. And before her flight today, she wants to pop in and see if we can fix it real quick. So I guess we're going to try that. But she was kind of surprised that I didn't want to all of a sudden just blow the doors open this weekend and pull a all-nighter for The Rock. And I'm like, you know what? We're open on Monday. I don't care if it's The Rock, the cock, or the sock. It is what it is. It's a human being, man. It's just a car. Who cares? Unless you know something I don't know. And she, guess what? She didn't. So anyway, so yeah. We'll update more on that story if there's something to update. If it's just like, oh, whoopee-doo, it's The Rock's freaking Ford Raptor, okay? Woohoo! All right, what else? Perfect PDR. What are the best cars? What's the best damage? What are the best customers? And this is subjective, right? Maybe you like angry customers. Maybe you like old cars with shitty ass braces and resprays. I don't know. We're all different, right? We all come from different places on this floating rock. I don't know. So let's dive in, shall we? Come along. Come on, pick up. Let's go. All right, best cars. I would say that Access would be nice, right? Unless you just love drilling. What cars have good access? German cars, typically. Some American, some Japanese. What cars don't? Some of the Subarus, Volvos. The new cars now, especially the Germans, like the Mercedes, you can't do the electrical plug in the rear door anymore. It's got that funky little clip thing, which sucks. But you know what? Mercedes has a new trim piece, at least on the convertible. Reminds me of the old Volkswagens where you pop off this fascia on the door jamb, and the entire door jamb has like 10 holes where all the clips go for that little plastic crescent door jamb cover. Hello! Now I get 8 holes. I don't have to drill anymore. Wink. I wouldn't drill 8 holes. Back in the day when I was coming out the first month, yeah, there was a couple cars I probably did. At least 3 or 4. Man, I can't get access. What's with all these brace things? Just keep drilling. Yeah. Lessons learned, right? Okay, so best access, good metal. What cars have good metal? BMW paint and metal moves pretty damn good. What metal doesn't? Aluminum. F-250, not too many fans. Subaru, not too many fans. What else? BMW aluminum, not a lot of fans, especially those fenders. You can fucking keep those things. How about paint? What cars have the best paint? Mercedes paint's good, but it doesn't really wet sand that well. That clear coat's so catalyzed and hard, it doesn't like to cut. I'm gonna go back to BMW again. Toyota's pretty good. Lexus, you can pound sand along with Honda and Subaru. All those manufacturers' paint sucks. Ford's not bad. Chevy, yeah, not bad. Dodge, eh, not bad. What else? I mean, Mercedes metal and Volvo metal used to be the shizzle back in the day, if you guys have been pushing for a couple decades. But like all good things, dot, dot, dot. What's the best kind of damage? What kind of damage do you like? Do you like soft little pinners? I like creases. I get more money from them. They're easy to do. You do enough of anything, it gets easy. You've been married long enough, marriage can get easy. If you're running ads on TikTok, so, and I'm coming up on my 20, yeah, send me a little congrats. I'm coming up on my 22nd year. Yeah, 22nd anniversary this upcoming Friday. You can send me a beer or some roses. Why not? What else? So yeah, metal. It's changed a lot. Best customers. What's the kind of customer that you like? Do you like one that's all grumpy and shitty and calling you names and shit? Come on, fucker, just fix my car. I've been there. I've been, not exactly those words, but I've been to a dealer where I've gotten lambasted. Jerry Reel, I'll never forget that fucker, that old salty fuck. God. And hopefully I don't offend anybody when I said old. Man, this guy was just always just dark and mean and oof. But I liked him at the same time. He was salty, but you could tell he cared. He'd give me hugs. But kind of like your grandpa, but just a bastard of a grandpa. You know, like, what was that? Dirty Grandpa. There you go. Yeah, I haven't seen that guy for decades. I'm sure he's long, long gone. But because that was 30 years ago when I first started, I had that guy. But best customers, happy, friendly. How about they give you referrals? How about they give you reviews? How about they know the value of what we do and their car's value? Not everybody gets that. Lady calls me this weekend. Hello, I've got a dent in my trunk. T-R-A-N-K. That's what she texted me. My trunk. Okay. I don't know if I've done any dents in trunks, but I've done dents in trunks. I can't hear you. You know, it could be those 15 kids in the background. Maybe we... Can you move to a different room or you want to call me back? Oh, yeah, you're right. The kids. Okay, how much? It wasn't a dent, of course. It was scratches. all along the back of her Mercedes. I forget, the one looks like a big beetle. Expensive. 100 grand. GLE or whatever it is. It's a nice car. I'm going to be looking about 900 bucks to paint the back of your liftgate. Ah, okay, I'll just take it to the dealer then. Okay, sounds good. Hey, thanks for reaching out. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. Hard, by the way. That's not the kind of customer I like. Really, the dealer's a better option? Are you kidding me? So many people believe they buy into that, don't they? So anyway, best customers, best damage, best cars. You get all the best, the trifecta of smiles, you're going to be a happy tech, right? Happy life, happy tech. Isn't that how it goes? No, this anniversary better be happy life, happy wife. All right. PDR side hustles that complement our business. I'm going to give you guys, you maybe haven't heard of some of these. Okay, rentals. Some guys actually rent out cars. They buy a truck or cargo vans and they rent them. They might rent them through an app. They might rent them on their own. You can fix up cars. We're around cars all the time. Why not? There's a shortage of cars right now. Rentals are killing it. If you already have the ability to recon, just saying, flips, same thing. You can get cars because of the chip situation and flippity flip. Why not? Partner up with somebody. Partner up with a wholesaler and he'll run the DMV paperwork and you do all the work. The paint, the PDR, the interior. We know all this shit, guys. If you've been around the business long enough, you have all your contacts. Yeah, I got a bumper guy. I got my interior guy. I got my tire guy. I know a dent guy. There you go. Done. How about have a small lot? Todd Reeves, my former student. Yeah, he had a small used car lot. And then he realized it was more work than just doing one hail car a month. Same money, a lot less work. He shows up to do one car one day out of 30 days versus every day to make the same basic money, and he closed up the lot. But it doesn't mean you couldn't do it. Dent warranties. 1-800-DENT-DOC. I forget his name, but he's done a pretty damn good job. You could definitely start a dent warranty company in your area. These guys, they're open to it, trust me. And I see these guys, I'm talking about dealers. There's probably another target for dent warranties too, besides dealers. Maybe the rentals, I don't know. You should just think about how you could walk that process over a little bit. But dent warranties, fulfill your own, or just sell your own and then have somebody else do them, or you do them, whatever, whatevs. We used to use warranties to get our paws into a new dealer. We'd say, look, we'll give you free warranty certificates on sold units, and we do all the PDR on your lot. Oh, shit, all right, Brian, that sounds like a good deal to me. We were charged $600 or $300 for those warranties back in the day, and then it went down to like $100 or $150, but it's still never free. Now, when you do the warranty, you charge. So there's a small dent. Yeah, that's when you bang the dealer with $150, $125, whatever. So that's not free. But the certificate's free. It works. You heard it here first. 30 years, guys. I know a couple things. Last thing, buy hail cars or partner up with somebody who wants to fulfill and buy hail cars. You ever look at the margins? There's places you can buy hail cars right now at market or slightly below. If you look, I'm sorry, this is reserved for my best clients. But yeah, you can get hail cars at or below market. Fix them, flippity, flippity. So there you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things, PDR side hustles that complement our business that you can level up, add an extra 5-10 grand a month. That's additional income to your other income, guys. What would you do with just say 5 grand? Man, I'd like to level up and get that different house. I'd really like to get my wife that car. Little Toby, I mean, he's going to be 16 next year. I got to get him a car. Well, there you go. We'd like to take a vacation. We haven't taken one in 56 years. Yeah, take a vacation, bitch. All right. A couple more things, and then we're going to pop like a zit. Here we go. You ready? All right. Squeeze. Nope, kidding. I've come across PDR techs that have retired literally in 12 months from starting It happens. It's like a freaking drag race. I've also heard of PDR Techs retiring after one storm, but they didn't start that year. Okay. One dude, this is about 2 decades ago, we had a storm in Queens. In Queens, New York is what I'm talking about. There's probably different Queens, like Queen Creek, Arizona, or I don't know, probably some other Queens, but anyway. So this dude got smart, had a lot of dealers in the area, had some techs, and he set up 2 or 3 shops immediately. And he wasn't the only cat in town, but he was the big cat. He did 4.5 2 decades ago in 12 months. Now that's gross. I mean, that's gross, right? I'll bet you he probably took out maybe 1.5 to 2 himself if he did it right. But it was enough for him to sell his house in Queens, semi-retire in Dallas, and occasionally just do some hail in Dallas, but sold his business. That was it, or just shut it down. That's pretty solid. That was in one season, one storm. What would happen if you weren't the guy in Queens? Let's call him Toby, for example. But you went out to Queens and started doing work. Could you have done that volume? It would have been a little bit harder because he had the relationships and everything, but you definitely could have got a slice of that freaking cherry pie, right? For sure. For sure. Maybe you do 1.5 or 1 or 750. All right, it's still pretty good. Doesn't mean you're going to retire in one season. Potential. I mean, you could. You know, you retire down in Mexico and you live off $150 a month and you put your money somewhere, high yield. Yeah, you probably could. There's people that are living off 25, 30 grand a year. You know, if you can get that kind of yield off your investment, you don't need to work. What do they call those guys that retire young? I forget what they're called, but that's kind of like a movement right now. People just live super lean and they retire at like 30 or 35 years old. I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. Well, matter of fact, I know I couldn't do it. Because my expenses, bitches. Oof. 3 kids in college and a wife and a bulldog. Yeah, I ain't retiring on $35,000 a year. Ain't happening. All right, so what else? So what do you need? What do you need to just... last thing here, and then we'll roll. What do you need to have a successful storm? We talked about this, the hail blueprint, but I'm going to go over it again real quick here. And it might come out just a little bit of a different recipe. All right, number one, skills. Of course. It sounds like, you know, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, no shit. Move on to the next, Brian. Well, not so fast. You guys might know. You guys, the people listening to this podcast are brilliant, and that's why you're here. But not everybody is like you guys and gals. Some people, I hate to be rude, not really, I'd love to be rude, are dumbasses. Every year, I get people that hit me up and say, hey, you need any hail, guys? Okay, what's your experience? All right, send me a video of your work or meet us out at one of our locations and we're going to test you. Oh, well, I've got plenty of experience. I got no. I don't need some freaking written resume. I just need to see you push a dent. That's all that matters. And the same thing goes for students, right? Students come to me like, man, I want to get certified. I want to have the best tools. I want to have the best shirts and the whammy truck and the SUV and the da-da-da. No, you don't. No, you don't. Go get a butter knife, a toothpick, and a rubber band. And just go print a line board off the internet and push out a fucking dent. If you can do that, you're on your way. Hank and Gerhard, maybe you've heard me talk about those guys, the South Africans. Gerhard Snyman is all over Facebook. He's still doing dents. I don't know about Hank, but those guys came to me years ago from South Africa with a bunch of tools that looked like a broke down freaking 1955 Chevy. Like leaf springs and the hood stand looked like some steampunk shit. I was like, fuck, man. I'm not going to judge these guys by the cover of their book, but I'm having some bad feelings here. But when I put them on some panels, flying colors, baby. All right, you guys, here's where you're going in St. Louis. Have fun. See ya. Slap in the ass, and there they go, and they make money. Skills matter. So if you don't have skills, or you're not sure, attain them. Don't gloss over it. Too many people think it's not that important. It's fucking important. You can't be too good. Oh man, that guy's so good. He's too good. Oh really? Yeah, we couldn't even use him. He's just so good. I don't know if I've ever heard that. I've heard people say, oh, that guy's great, but they never said they didn't use him or he was too good for them. No. Get good. Get as goddamn good as you can and fast. All right. Storm. Is it the right storm? Is it the right demographic? Do people have money in that city? Is it Brooklahoma? Forget it. If people have bars in the windows and it's all apartments and condos and there's no SFRs, probably not a good town. It was tough when we went out for the pandemic a couple years ago because people were panicking and they didn't have jobs. They were getting laid off. They weren't working. So they kept their, a lot of them kept their checks from insurance. They didn't fix their Kia Rio. Damn shame, man. I hate to see a good Kia Rio go to waste. Bring a tear to your eyes, wouldn't it? So the right storm, the right demo. People that have money. And can you have a tent in that city? Do they allow signs? Bryan, Texas, I had right near College Station, I had a sign up. Was it freaking 6 hours? Hi, whose sign is this? It's mine. Okay, I'm with the city council of Bryan. Did you get a permit for this? You know, I did go on the website. I couldn't find the link. Okay, well, here's the paperwork. Fill it out and pay for it. And if you can either get this turned in within 24 hours or take that down, I won't fine you. Oh, cool. Thank you. Very nice of you. Uptight lady bitch. But, so you got to know your demo. It has to be the right storm. And that city was fine. There's people that are still doing that city. Competition. Is there like 50 guys on every street? Are there adjusters there? Are there cat guys there? Can you get approvals? Can you, you know, or do you have to sit around and wait weeks to get shit approved? That sucks. And it does happen sometimes. It has to be the right storm. Everything has to be put together right. How about the right people working with you? One rotten egg can ruin the carton, as I like to say. We had a former student, I'm not going to say his name, and I really am not, came out to help us a couple years ago in a city. And he just wasn't good. He just was kind of, I don't know, man. He hooked up with one of our customers. That could have been ugly. Luckily, it didn't go sideways. But it was just a mess. He wouldn't show up on time, didn't do the things we wanted him to do. He wasn't ready. He thought, oh, he's like, you know, I've been only doing PDR for 6 months, but I'm ready to push hail. And then we saw his work and it sucked. Well, I've done all these storms and I was great. Yeah, well, that don't mean shit. What means, it's what can you do for me today, lately? Maybe you forgot how to do PDR from the last 6 months ago when you were a hero in that town. Right now, you're a zero. And I feel bad because I trained his ass. But that doesn't mean I made him work and practice all that time, right? So, people. You gotta have the right people. Equipment? Hail's getting bigger, kids. You gotta have inductors. You gotta have great glue pulling. You gotta be good at your rails. I mean, I know it's bad news. I wish the hail was getting smaller. There was a really nice storm this year. A big, big in scope, but small in damage. That's what we want. In the central north. That's badass. That's what you want. So those are it. That's what makes up a good storm. You got to have skills. You got the right storm itself, the right demo, and the people have money, and you can run a tent or you can find a spot. Competition isn't too bad. You got adjusters or cat guys that are turning out estimates. You can get your hands on the work. It's approved quickly. Hopefully you get paid quickly. And they respond to supplements fast. Yes, all that matters, guys. You don't have a bad dude in your camp. You got nothing but good people. I got a great R&I guy. I got a good salesperson, whatever. My partner over there pushing, he's not a druggie. He doesn't leave at 12 o'clock to go get on some Call of Duty tournament like I heard some people do in the past. I mean, it's just weird shit, you know? Yeah, he's really good, but he's only here from 8 to noon, and then he goes plays video games for a tournament every day from noon to 5. And he might come back for another hour. Fuck that. Get a new guy. Equipment, you got to have good lights, good everything, right? That's it. That's the recipe for a good, that's how you retire, right? Put all those things into into motion, and you're going to kick aspirin. So that's it. That's Monday, Juneteenth 20th. Happy Juneteenth to all you out there that it applies. And that's about it, man. Wish me luck with the new students today, Pietro, and the, I don't even remember the other gentleman's name. Let's just call him student number two. Number two. That's it. I appreciate you guys, man. Have a good one, and we will catch you Wednesday, probably with an update from the students. Maybe they'll even hop on the pod. Maybe Jeff wants to get on and chit-chat. We'll let you know about what happens with the Rocks truck. Woo. Such a riveting story. Celebrities. A joke, huh? What does it matter? Human beings, guys. All right, man. Thanks. We'll catch you on the next SAI Million Dollar PDR Podcast. Bye-bye for now.